Now, as I said, that vote later today for Liberals to expel Moira Deeming from the parliamentary party. She's only been there 5 minutes. I'll talk to the leader, John Pesciuto, in a moment. There are a lot of things that complicate this. I'd argue Moira Deeming was entitled to be there, though I certainly wouldn't have gone. But did she leave when the Nazis turned up? The political optics are bad. A Liberal MP at a hate rally with Nazis, if it's a hate rally. It's not entirely fair. I'm not defending Moira Deeming. She stands for a lot of things I don't like. I think she's a loose cannon for the Libs, but they're going to throw her out. Opposition leader John Pesciuto, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What did Moira Deeming do wrong?
She's had associations, Neil, with organisers of the Saturday's protest who have known links with Nazis, Nazi sympathisers, far-right extremists, white supremacists. And can I just make a couple of things
just before you do, just before you do, what, really who are you referring to there? You're referring...
Kelly J. Keene.
And she's had associations with... She's got associations with Nazis. Who?
Well, Jean-Francois Jerepy. She's done videos with Richard Spencer, Mark Collett, Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. There's a long...
Were they videos or interviews?
Videos, interviews, she shared platforms with. This person, can I offer you a different perspective of this person, Neil? This person is not somebody who comes to this with a clean skin. She had known associations with it. I really want to just be able to set a few things straight, Neil.
But she does say she'll be interviewed. She's willing to be interviewed by anybody.
No, that's not right.
Okay.
Her history of activism actually has taken her into league with people with views I cannot accept as consistent with Victorian values. Can I just say a couple of things at the top, Neil?
Yep.
First of all, this is not about free speech. I am perfectly comfortable with people debating issues they feel passionately about, even Moira. Absolutely, people can have that. I've always said debate must be reasonable, respectful, inclusive. You can do that, even in a robust setting. The problem here is that Moira just didn't turn up to this rally. She had helped organise and promote it with people who have known associations. It's not about free speech. It's about people whose values are not consistent with mine, not consistent with the Liberal Party or Victoria's values.
Did you tell her not to go?
No, but I don't expect any member of the Liberal team to be associating with people who have long rap sheets.
But why didn't you tell her not to go? Why didn't you say, this is wrong, don't do it?
Well, Neil, I don't have a problem with people airing their views. And the neo-Nazis who turned up to the rally had made it clear that they were there to support this, as we later found out.
Yeah.
And we later found out that one of the organisers, Angie Jones, who did a video with Moira and two other people, including Kelly J. Keene, later on Saturday, actually posted this, Neil, and I quote the tweet, "Nazis and women want to get rid of pedo filth. Why don't you?"
Oh, that's garbage.
Is that acceptable in 2023?
No, of course not.
Is that acceptable?
Of course not.
And that's what it's about.
But I get back to the point. Why didn't you avoid all this and just tell her not to be part of it?
Well, Neil, I have that expectation of all members, but...
But did you know she was? She even raised it in the Parliament last week.
I'm aware of these values that she's had, and as I've said,
yeah. But were you aware that she was promoting this rally in the Parliament and on Twitter and intending to go? Were you aware of it?
I was aware that she's active in this space.
Were you aware she was going to this rally and promoting this rally?
Well, I wasn't aware that she was going to be going to a rally at which Nazi activists would turn up.
No, but that's not her fault.
She's associating with. And as you say, when the neo-Nazis turned up, did she leave?
Well, actually, you could ask Matthew Guy the same thing about certain dinners he's been to, but it's a fair point. She should have left.
I just want to emphasise it. Sorry, I don't understand her to have left. I don't believe she left.
Okay, but I won't leave this point about she 5 or 6 days ago was telling the world she was going, she was promoting the rally. Why didn't you sit her down and say, this is wrong, don't do it or else? Did you know she was promoting it and raised it in Parliament?
Neil, I know she's passionate about these
issues. No, but did you know she'd raised it in Parliament?
I didn't know she'd raised the rally in Parliament. No.
Were you aware she was tweeting urging people to go?
No, I didn't see her tweet.
Well, yeah, you could have avoided it all if you knew that.
Well, but nevertheless, Neil, we're left with a situation where you have a member of the Liberal team associating with people with these associations, known public associations with these, and I just can't I can't let it stand. I'm leader of a party that wants to govern for all Victorians. And the values that I'm espousing as Liberal leader are not consistent with those Nazi activists. I know Maura is not a Nazi, but my point is that she's associating with people who are, and that brings them into a place where it's unacceptable for me as a leader, and I believe unacceptable for the party.
Well, a member of the Greens who was Jewish went ahead and didn't have any problems.
Well, that's a matter for them. I think in terms of the overall issues about what Nazism means and what white supremacy means, it is odious. And I'm not prepared as leader of the party to abide by any of it.
All right. So
we want to govern in 4 years.
You're saying Kelly J. Keene is a sympathiser of Nazis, correct?
Yes.
And others are there as well?
Well certainly her. Angie Jones, with whom Moira posted on social media about after the rally on Friday, posted what I said before. I won't repeat it. So it's not as if any of this is in doubt. It's on the public record. They're not Moira's posts, granted, but we've got a Liberal member having done that, and I just don't think that's acceptable.
Did she object to what you told her?
Look, I won't go into the details of the discussion. You can imagine how someone would react to the news that I'm going to bring this application, but I believe it's the right thing to do, Neil. Right, we've got a government in Victoria which is corrupt, incompetent, and clearly exhausted. I want to be able to present an alternative. And as alternative premier, I want to make it clear to Victorians that my values, the values of the party I lead, are not consistent with Kelly J. Keene, never will be, not consistent with Thomas Sowell or the Nazis who turned up on the steps of Parliament, never will be. I will fight hate speech like that wherever I see it. And the party wants to govern in 2026 and beyond because our state needs it. This is not going to help us get to that goal.
Do you accept that the organisers of this rally and more redeeming had no idea the Nazis were turning up?
I'm not in a position to say that I can accept that because, and the reason I say that is I'm not saying Moira necessarily knew, is that these people have known associations with Nazi sympathisers and white supremacists given their history, and Thomas Sowell posted on social media that they were there to support that rally. So my point is, I'm not saying Moira necessarily knew that, but I find it hard to believe that the other organisers didn't.
Okay. It says something about your pre-selection processes, doesn't it, if Moira Deeming got pre-selection?
Look, Neil, as talented as I like to think I am, I can't change the past. I can only assure all of our listeners of a couple of things. I do support free speech, but I believe this position that I'm taking is consistent with that.
Okay.
I can't support and never will hate speech. As for pre-selection processes, I'm committed to making sure that the party has better processes in place going forward. But again, free speech is an important part of what the Liberal Party advocates, but hate speech is not and never will be.
Under your leadership, would you hope to avoid the pre-selection of a Moira Deeming?
Well, again, I just want to indicate people are entitled to have a broad range of views across any political organisation. That is going to happen. I don't have any objection to that at all. I have an objection and will act where anybody's activities take them to an association with either right-wing extremists or left-wing extremists. Either way, it's not what Victoria is about, and it's not the Victoria I want to lead.
Do you want her out of the party?
I think it's consistent with the position I'm taking, that the party will need to consider what it does if the motion gets up. I expect it will, but the party and the members will need to make a decision about that. And I really need to be careful of the processes they are for the members of the party to decide. But I think they'll see obvious conclusions if the motion succeeds.
When's the parliamentary party meeting?
I have to give a period of notice, so I would expect that will be very early next week.
Look a bit silly if you don't win it, won't it?
Well, I can only do what is right, Neil. Okay. I think this is the right thing to do.
Just quickly, the other thing, the Nazi salute, ban it or not?
I'm certainly open to it. I do understand the free speech arguments, which are compelling and which I normally advocate myself and would. But I also have always understood that there need to be reasonable limitations on free speech, and anything, whether it's a salute or a symbol, that has the potential to incite violence and, you know, injury, I think then engages a serious question. So I'm very open to it and we'll work constructively with the government. I think most sensible, decent people are on the same page here.
But that's interesting. You're open to it. Do you want it or not?
I do.
Good.
But I'm very conscious that there'll need to be a discussion, the normal careful drafting processes to get that balance right. But I do think the potential and what we saw, I mean, you talked about it at the top, about, you know, what those salutes mean and what they have the potential to incite, is a very serious thing. And I believe it's justified as a limitation on free speech.
Do you want to ban the hammer and sickle too? The hammer and sickle's killed a few million people over the years.
Well, true. And I think the discussion always has to be a mature discussion about, does it have the potential to incite or cause such disorder in our community that the public interest must prevail to the point of placing a reasonable limitation? So that's always the question. It's not the same for every issue. Some issues might be offensive without being insightful. And so that, for me, is the crux of the question we have to answer.
Okay, by the way, Angie Jones, we've spoken to, she says that tweet you referred to was right out of context and she had a history with the person tweeting it.
Do you buy that?
I don't know. I'll have a speak. I'll speak to her.
You know, well, please do, but I can't interpret it any other way.
Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure, now.
John Pesciuto, State Opposition Leader.